Oh, no.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
And I did get your card today, thank you.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry I misunderstood, because I really didn't hear the first part of your comments earlier.
Oh, that was okay. I'm glad she asked the question, because I would have hated for you to speak to Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, I'm going to mute since we have another.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabekoah. Anabekoah, Gedula Chemincha, Tatir, Terura, Alephet Gimel Yitzach Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Acharenu, Nora, Ufreshayan Sintet Nun, Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Tevavat Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kashin. The letters of the month, the Dalet that created the planet Bat, being the planet Mars, and the Hay that created the constellation, the Lamb, or the Ram, which is known as the Aries. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sikarcha, Tamid Gamlet, Petet Reish, Tzadi Tav Gimel, Kasim Kadosh, Bero Tucha, Nael Adata, Pet Kuf Bet, Pet Nunayat, Yachid Gea, Lamcha Penei, Zo. Yud Gimel Lamed, Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumot, Shin Kufav, Tadiyat Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column and the left column energies of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Zerav Chesed Ve'emet, Nose chesed la lafim, nose awon wafesha, vechata'a v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro, and it's known as Pasuk 29. We'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kutcha barichu ishkinte bit hilu erchimud hilu utkilu erchimud. L'yachta l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadenu kananeh aleinu maaseh yadenu kananehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Deka Matar Tane Nan Dekucha Barichu Koma De Aved Le'ela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Riovada Dikshot Veleid Lach Dila Bialma Divaye Barnash Ledach Yalea Mine Yaulan Haga Beya Kalana Vedehakuhu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolai Tzirich Bialma. The energy of the year 5780, our current year, it has a revealed revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. And the way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is through the study of a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Tonight we are studying Isaiah chapter 43, verse 17. Amotio reke wasus ta'il Jesus, Jesus. Yachdav yishkelu bal yakumu The Aku Kapishta Kalu. And the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel, it's chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom liamil Yisrael, tati vishaka, takta willo yirgas, od willo yosifu, vene avlala anoto ka asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, using the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence.
Marco.
Wahe wayo layo sayote alame meheshi lalahe aka aka heta ezayo alada la awahe hea Yozala me behe, he reyo he kome, la awa kalayo, la wawa pehela, nulacha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nuta he he a a, yo reta shi a he. Reyo yo awa me la kabe wa shire yo he wa la he he kawako me nuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yoza he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa ala reyo ashila me yo he Wahe wa danu yo he he shi ame me. Nunu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Ya me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Sadiqim. Wa 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 yo 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 sabete a me. Mebe Shila Yohe Anu Akameta Hehe Yo Anu Da Lahe Wab He Mea Yo Sala Me Re He He Yo Yo He Me Me La Wa Wa Ka Be Yo La Yo Wa Pe Nu La Nu Me Ha Yo He Yo Me Nu He 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 Wa Nu Yo He He Shi A Yo Re Ta Shi A He Re Lai Lo Yo A Wa Me La Yo Be Wa He Re Yo Yo Wa La He He Ka A Ko Me Nu Da Anu Yo He Wa Me Re He A Yo He Za He 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 Me Ka Ha Wa Wa La Yo Yo He Sa A La Re Yo A A La Me Ta He Wa He Wa Da La Yo He Yo Shi A La Me Nu He A Nu Wa Ta Me La He Pe A Yo Nu Ko Me Yo Re La He Be He Me Ta Re Wa He Be Yo 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 A He A La Wa Me Za Yo Da He Be Me Ka Ko A La A He He Wa Re La He He Yo Yo Me He La Yo Me He Me Tonight is the 13th night of Nisan, and the names of the tzaddikim who left this day, Rabbi Yosef Karo, a very famous writer of the Shulchan Aruch, the code of Jewish law, of the Jewish halakha. Rabbi Moshe ben Chaim Alshich, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, known as the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe. Rabbi Yoel Moskowitz of Shatz. We'll now read the Ketoret, the incense offering. Atahu Adonai Yohewahe Yohahedawanu Heyo Eloheinu Shehitiru Avoteinu Lifanecha Et Ketoret Chasamim Bisman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam Kasher Tzivaya Otam al yedei Moshe nevi'echa kakatu b'toratecha Vayomer Adonai Yohewahe Yohahe Dawanu heyo El Moshe kach lecha Sami Batahush Velet Behel Bena Samim Uvona Zaka Bad Bavad Yihie Yasita O Takatoret Rokach Mase Rokea Mimulach Tahor Kodesh Vashachata Mimena hade unatata Mimena lifne haidut Veo el moed asher Ivaed Lecha shama kodesh Rakim. When Amar Vikira Lalapa Kutoret Samim Laboker. Laboker Behetivo et Hameirot Yatirena Uvalot Acharon et Hameirot Ein Harbaim. Yakirenda Kitoreta Mid Leafne Adonai Yo He Wahe Yo Ahe Dawanu Heyo Lidorote Hem. And now for the greater details from the Talmud. Tanu Rabbanan Petum Hakatoret Ketzad Shelosh Meot Wishishim Ushmonamanim Hayuva Shelosh Meot Wishishim Wachamisha Kaminyan Yemod Hakama Manel Koyo Peras b'shicharit ufras bein harbaim u'shloshamanim yeterim shemehem maknis kohen gadol melochasnav b'yom hakipurim u'machatiram l'makeshet Erev Yom HaKippurim U'Shochatam Yafeh Yafeh K'deish Et Hei Ya'aka Min Hadaka V'yachad Asar Simanim Ayuva V'Eluchem Achwan Hatzari Two v'hatziporen, three v'helbena, four v'halvona, mishkal shivim, shivim mane, five more, six uktia, seven v'shibolet erd, eight v'karkom, mishkal shisa, sar shisa, sar mane, Nine koshtaimasar, ten kilufa v'shilosha, 11 kini amon, tisha porit karshina, tisha kabin, yayin kafrisin se'in tilata, Wika bin tilata, Wim ein lom yayim kafrisin, Mevi hamar hi varyan, Atik melach sedomit, Rova hakav ma'ala asham, Toshu Rabbi Natan Habavli Omer Afkipat Vayardain Koshu Vim Natan Vadivash Pisala Eim Fisar Ahat Mikos Maniha Payav Mita Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Hatzari Enyo Elasara Adotev Meatzei Hakaf Peri Tarshina Lamahi Laabdi Liyafot Et Hatziporen Kideshed Hei Na'ayayin Gafrisin Lamahu Vatkadeli Shrot Goed Hapsi Porin Kedeshethe Azavahalo Miraglaim Yafin La Ela Shein Machnisim Miraglaim Bemikdash Mipenei Hakavod Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer Keshehu Shohe Omer Hadek Hetev Hetev Hadek Mifneshe Chako Yafeli Blabsamim Eat Malachatzayim Keshera Lish Lish Lirviya Lo Shamanu Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zehakelav Im kemidata kishera lachatzayin v'im chisar achat miko semanecha chayav mita danya bar kapara omer achat l'shishim o l'shivim Shana haita v'asher shayriyayim L'chatzayin v'yod tane bar kapara Ilu haya noten v'akurto shel davash En adam yakol le'amot Mifne recha velama en meartvin Badevash mifne shehatora amra Iko seor vekal devash lo hapiru Mimenu ishe ladonayo ewahe From this point forward, the word should be recited three times. I will only do it once. Adonai Yohewahe Yohahedawanu Heyo Tzivaot Imanu Mishkavlanu Elohei Yaakov Sela Adonai Yohewahe Yohahedawanu Heyo Tzivaot Ashre Adam Adonai Yohewahe Yohahedawanu Heyo Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu B'yom Kareinu Ata Seter Li Mitzar Pitzrani Rane Palet Esoveveni Sela Yarvala Donai Yohe Wahe Yohe Da Wanu Heyo Minchat Yehuda We Yerushalayim Ime Olam Al
Okay, did we get disconnected again?
I'm here. I think I'm disconnected.
Okay.
I'm hearing you.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to mute again. I got bumped off.
Min hab Yehuda Yerushalayim ki me'olam ukshanim kadmoniyot. Please join me in saying the Shema by leaning to the left slightly and covering your eyes as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And the abridged Kaddish. And we all say Amen.
Enosh
caused the divine presence to ascend to the third heaven when they introduced idolatry into the world. The generation of the flood caused the divine presence to ascend to the fourth heaven because of their social and sexual sins. The generation of the Tower of Babel caused the divine presence to ascend to the fifth heaven by declaring war on Hashem. The generation of Sodom caused the divine presence to ascend to the sixth heaven by their social sins. And the Egyptians of Abraham's generation caused the divine presence to ascend to the seventh heaven. Adam attempted to repent for and to rectify his sin. The souls of the Jews of the generation that was in exile in Egypt were derived from the drops of semen that Adam emitted during the 130 years that he was separated from his wife. After Adam and Eve ate from the fruit of the tree of knowledge, God informed them that they and their progeny would eventually die. In remorse for bringing death into the world, Adam attempted to repent for and to rectify his sin. As part of this process, and because he reasoned that there was no purpose in bringing children into the world if they were destined to die anyway, he separated from Eve. It was only 130 years later that he realized the faultiness of his logic by losing an argument with Lamech's wives. During these 130 years of celibacy, Adam apparently was not able to control himself completely and committed the sin of wasteful emission of seed. They had previously been incorporated as the generation of the flood, who used to also spill their seed on the ground, inasmuch as they were derived from this same origin. The generation of the flood was the first incarnation of Adam's wasted drops. Since they were the first generation of this ill-conceived seed, their spiritual makeup was powerfully predisposed toward the same mentality that produced them. They therefore committed the same sin that this mentality led to. They were eventually wiped out. This is the mystical meaning of the verse, and God saw that man's evil was great. For wasteful emission of seed is called evil, and one who wastefully emits his seed is also called evil, as it is stated in the Zohar with reference to the verse, "The wicked will not abide with you." It follows that the generation of the flood were veritably Adam's evil. This is also the mystical meaning of God's statement before the flood, "I will wipe out the man that I have created." Inasmuch as the name Adam means simply man, the phrase, "and God saw that man's evil was great," may be read, "and God saw that Adam's evil was great," meaning that God saw that this generation, the physical embodiment of the souls that were produced by Adam's evil, his emission of wasteful seed, was sinning greatly, just as he did. Similarly, the phrase in the following verse, "I will wipe out the man that I have created," may be read, "I will wipe out Adam, who I personally created," meaning that God was planning to wipe out the generation because it was an embodiment of the sin of Adam himself. They were later reincarnated as the generation of the dispersion. This generation is also referred to as Adam's progeny, as it is written, "And God descended to see the city and the tower that the sons of man had built," meaning the direct progeny of Adam, reincarnations of his own seminal emissions. Here too, the sons of man can be read the sons of Adam. only figuratively his sons, since they derived from seminal emission of the male without the female. They also sinned. It is specifically the holiest souls that evil attempts to grasp. After these two incarnations, they had to be purified, for as I have already told you, in the writings of the Arizal on the prophet Ezekiel, they were holy and powerful souls, but evil's grasp on them spoiled them. Once they would be purified and be rid of the sickness of impurity, they would be manifest as holy souls. As you also know, it is specifically the holiest souls that evil attempts to grasp. We can perhaps understand this as follows. Rabbi Shalom Dov Ber of Lubavitch states that someone who has never committed the sin of blemishing the covenant of circumcision on some level cannot truly relate to the inner dimension of the Torah. Now, the most basic meaning of blemishing the covenant is wasteful emission of seed. But it can refer also to any sexual aberration, and more subtly, to any lapse of divine consciousness resulting from being seduced by some foreign promise of spiritual fulfillment. After all, wasteful emission of seed and sexual aberration in general is a misdirection of a person's potential into the wrong channels. And focusing on anything other than Hashem is essentially the same thing. The only difference is that in the first case, we are talking about reproductive and or romantic energy, while in the second case, we are talking about mental or creative energy. In either case, the potential that should have been used to propagate and promulgate divine consciousness throughout reality has been squandered. But what causes a person to do this? If, as the Kabbalah insists, we are all hardwired to fulfill our purpose on earth, to make reality into Hashem's home by propagating divine consciousness throughout it, why would anyone do anything contrary to that end? The answer is that evil temporarily succeeds in convincing the person that the sin it is enticing him to commit will in fact serve this purpose, that the high he will get from committing the sin or from diverting his attention from Hashem momentarily will enhance his life, re-energize him, re-inspire him, or in some other way accomplish something in short order that it would take a long time to accomplish through the normal channels. Evil seduces us with a shortcut because it knows that we know that the path to true holy self-refinement is a long, hard, and tedious one. Evil plays on and capitalizes on our divine imperative and our impatience and frustration over how long it takes us to make real progress. Anyone who has never fallen for this ruse cannot really relate to the inner dimension of the Torah. Hence, Rabbi Shalom Dov Ber said that anyone who has never fallen for this ruse in some way, even if only in a very abstract, refined way, cannot really relate to the inner dimension of the Torah. This is because the inner dimension of the Torah addresses not the do's and don'ts that the revealed dimension of the Torah addresses, but the more profound issues in life, such as what is the meaning of life, and why is there suffering in the world, and other questions like that. If a person has never been bothered and frustrated by these questions enough to fall for the bait of a shortcut to their solution, the inner dimension of the Torah will not speak to him. He won't be interested in it. Now, all souls come into reality with states of chesed and givurah, which are derived from dat. Coupling is a function of dat, this being the mystical meaning of the phrase, and Adam knew his wife Eve. Coupling is referred to as knowledge, because the seminal drop originates in dat, literally translated as knowledge. This is also true of Moses' generation, as is known, for Moses personified dat, and thus his generation was a generation of dat, as we have explained elsewhere. However, they were drawn to evil. This is evident from the fact that they suffered the oppression of the Egyptian exile and slavery. Some deficiency of theirs caused a blockage in the flow of divine beneficence to them. Thus, the whole purpose of the Egyptian exile was to purify these souls. This is why they were subjected to such oppression, and the Egyptians made their lives bitter with hard labor in mortar and bricks. Corresponding to the mortar and bricks, the generation of the dispersion used to build the Tower of Babel. Understand this. Of the generation of the dispersion, which is the generation that built the Tower of Babel, it is written, they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them hard. They had bricks for stone and bitumen for mortar. Thus the Jews suffering through mortar and bricks atoned for their sins with mortar and bricks in their previous incarnation. Now, since their sin was only with respect to dot, for the sparks of their souls originated therein, Moses therefore knew that their exile also derived from there. For as mentioned above, and as the Arizal presently states, it is possible to understand the nature of the blemish being produced by examining the effect it produces. The fact that the Jews were being punished with mortar and bricks indicated that they were atoning for the sin of the generation of the dispersion, who sinned with mortar and bricks. And that generation had sinned by blemishing the covenant, which is a function of dat, the sephirah of coupling. Evil is able to derive sustenance from this blemish. To explain, whenever the Jewish people sin here below, and thereby cause some flaw in some divine attribute of supernal sephirah, God forbid, evil is able to derive sustenance from this blemish, and therefore attaches itself to that point. We may envision evil as a disease that attacks a weakened immune system. This is the secret to understanding the Egyptian exile. For Egypt and the impurity it embodied derived sustenance from dat. This is particularly so in light of what I have taught you, namely that Pharaoh and Egypt are positioned in opposition to the supernal neck, which is the back of the supernal dot. And this should suffice. Dot is manifested in the body in the cerebellum, which is located underneath and at the back of the brain, near the neck. The word for Pharaoh, as we have noted, permutes to spell the word for the neck. In Hebrew, it's Ha-Oreth. Clearly, this exile resulted from all the divine beneficence that flows through Dot, being siphoned off to Pharaoh in Egypt. Therefore, the Jews of that generation were subject to them. But as you already know, when there is a flaw above due to the sins of the generation below, the divine energies depart, ascending back to their source, in order that the powers of evil not derive too much sustenance from them. When the divine beneficence is diverted from its natural flow, this trips a switch in the spiritual mechanism of creation that shuts off the valve of divine beneficence. I have explained this to you with regard to why Zerun Pin is the first only six extremities and does not have 10 to become full Sephiroth. Until after the rectification process. Similarly, at that time of the Egyptian exile, Zerun Pin reverted to its original state, that of three folded within three. We always refer to this state as the first impregnation. It returned to the womb of Ima and was not revealed outside. Rabbi Meir Papers insists that the statement that Zerun Pin returned to the womb of Ima must not be taken literally. Rather, Zerun Pin remained a full, mature partzuf, but was informed only by the same level of mentality it possessed when it was in utero. This mentality is called in the Zohar three-folded within three. Example, Chachma, Bina, and Dat concealed within Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet. And Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet concealed within Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. The last triplet represents the autonomous functioning of the body, which is essentially what is functioning during pregnancy. Physically, this is reflected in the fact that the embryo is postured in the crouched fetal position, its head bent into the knees. This is also why the Pesach sacrifice was to be offered with its head on its knees and on its innards. Thus we see that the transgression in this world causes a blemish in the upper world, which backlashes as a withdrawal of divine consciousness and beneficence in order to prevent evil from taking the opportunity to siphon off this energy for itself. This exile of the divine presence is an immature mentality that must be reconstructed and rematured in order to restore the optimal consciousness. This is the process of redemption. This is the end of the class. I think you can appreciate how this helps us to understand Pesach on a different level. Are there any questions? I bid you all Pesach Sameach, and hopefully we will speak in the morning at our 7 o'clock class for the Yom of Esther Shalosha, the 13th day, connecting to oneness and unity. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom. Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you all.